Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's wrong with you this morning?
I'm not feeling it.
Okay?
I'm just not feeling it today.
I need a pep talk.
You gotta fight for your right!
And you're gonna get up and you're gonna get dressed and you're gonna get in that car.
Uh-oh.
Now, what is your mind?
Snake mind.
What is your body?
Wolf body.
What is your courage?
Panther courage.
Now, you're going to pluck up your courage, walk out that door, and have an incredible adventure.
Yeah, man, you're ready.
Good. Showtime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, we are.
Show number 1829, if I'm correct, as
yes.
We keep track.
Yes.
Of the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, at about 6:04. Carla, it's already Thursday morning.
Yes, it is. Next in line weekend is right around the corner, my friends. I'm having lunch today with one of my oldest and dearest friends from high school, college. She was really close to my nemesis.
Oh, college. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really?
We'll be discussing.
That's going to come up?
Oh, it's going to come up. Oh, okay. Yes, it is. I know people are like, can you not leave it, Carla? Can you not leave it me? No, I cannot. Not this
clearly.
Week.
if I know one thing about Carla, she hangs on to a lot.
Yeah. My mom always said, oh, I can forgive. I'm not going to forget. So I think I got that from her.
Then we
got
to get the update from Morty on Valentine's Day.
Whatever happened with that whole thing. Yes, I know. I think I know, actually.
From last week.
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right.
I saw the pictures.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Yes, they're not what you think, though.
Well, he's not smiling, so.
Yes, we do have to get the update.
Okay. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 60s, low 70s. By tomorrow, which we will gladly take, it's only 45 now, but it's nice outside. So
yeah.
We'll go with that. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a couple of minutes.
I'm going to tell you who has a new career in pornography.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to hear.
Oh, yeah.
That story and others after Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, we talked about this video a while ago that it had just so many views. Well, Take on Me by Aha has now passed 1 billion views on YouTube.
Wow.
1 billion views. It's still, and I watched it again. It's just cool. And at the time, oh my God.
It was such a breakthrough with videos.
What did they do?
During that MTV era.
Yeah. It's like, this is animation and real. What?
If you can Google it or watch it on YouTube.
I post it every once in a while. I'll post it again so you can take a look at it because it is pretty cool. And like I say, what, 35 years ago so? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for the time,
amazing.
Everybody was like, oh, my God.
And it still is cool.
Yeah.
It's still cool to watch. And thinking just about that, it was one of the first that did anything really different like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nickelodeon's lineup for next season includes a SpongeBob prequel where 10-year-old SpongeBob goes to camp. I will watch that. I'd like to see what happened at camp for SpongeBob. I don't know if SpongeBob is like 18 or like 90.
He's
I don't
timeless.
Know how old he
He's
is.
Ageless.
He is, just like Bart Simpson, who now should be like, I guess, like 45, I think.
A million
so,
years
yes,
later.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Tonight, a fundraiser in tribute to Eddie Money. Louis Anderson will host this. I mentioned this a couple months back. Sammy Hagar, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, John Waite, Kevin Cronin, and Dave Amato of REO, Greg Kinn, a lot of people. Held in Beverly Hills. It benefits Music Cares and the USC Eddie Money Cancer Research Fund. Now, of course, he passed away last September, 70 years old. He was battling stage 4 cancer. So,
some big names.
Yeah, some fun names, actually.
Yeah.
Greg Kinn? I'm always asking about Greg Kinn. Are you kidding me? Oh. And Michaela. She's the 23-year-old daughter of Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw. They adopted her, of course, back in the day. She has launched a porn career.
Oh.
Truly. She's doing solo erotic videos.
Yeah.
Hopes to get into stripping. She says her parents are, quote, intrigued, but not upset about her new career path. Her screen name is Sugar Star.
Oh.
And she actually has posted some videos on Pornhub already, so she's out there. Include one. I wish I could tell you the actual name. Huge-breasted woman have fun by herself.
Okay.
In calm environment. So it sounds like they're kind of relaxing videos, if you will.
She therapeutic,
says,
if you
yes,
will.
Yes, yes. Okay. She says she won't be doing anything. Oh, it gets better. But solo videos out of respect for her boyfriend, who's a 47-year-old professional dart player.
Okay.
I'm not joking either. I am not joking.
Is that part of the movie?
That is true. No.
So while she's relaxing, he's throwing darts?
Yes, that's right.
Hits the bullseye.
I'm Steven Spielberg's daughter. This is my next movie, Jurassic Park.
Well, good for her. Hope she's happy.
So do I, Mike. So do I. For now, that is my take.
Oh, no. I'm hearing the voices in my head again. I can't go to Vegas. It's too dry.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I know you're a big SpongeBob fan.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, Carla, tell everybody what you read.
Oh,
now, it's
craziness.
The time of the year. It's that time of the year.
It is. You know, I mentioned it yesterday because I didn't know if Morty would be all over this. I come to find out someone else is. The Shamrock Shake came back to McDonald's.
Big deal.
And yes, because, of course, St. Patrick's Day right around the corner. Mm-hmm. And there were lines at some McDonald's in some parts of the country because it's just huge and they only offer it certain times of the year, you know?
Lines. So, people lines. Lined up for this.
Yes, yes.
We didn't know John was such a big fan.
I know. I so had good. No idea. And they I think I've had one in my whole life. They are good. I'm just not a big shake, you know, drinker. Right. I like the traditional one I do, you know, chocolate, something like that. But yeah.
Are you talking like Popeye's chicken line long or just a few people?
Well, I don't know, but lines. They said that the lines in some parts of the country were, you know, quite long, you know.
Parts of the country where people have nothing else to do.
Well, true. But
except stand in line for a McShake.
I mean, come on. I still haven't tried that chicken sandwich. So Morty did. Morty went. You went.
I did.
Yeah.
Stood in line.
Yeah.
I didn't wait that long.
Right.
But I did wait longer than a normal average Popeyes wait.
Yeah. And I think if you really like something and you really want it, it's like you're going to tough it out.
Anybody else? What is that one thing that you always wish or hoped they would come back with? Especially when it comes to fast food or a restaurant or something like that, because they only do it for a limited time.
Exactly.
Like the green shake at McDonald's or anything else.
Yeah, nothing breaks your heart more than when you go into a restaurant and it's like, I'm going to have the, wait, what?
Yeah, that was only for a limited
time. Where did it, why? Why?
Because we're only.
Not everybody eats pork chops. So. What?
But
they do.
Hold on, Mandy. Mandy, what about you?
McRib.
Yeah.
With its pickles and its onions and all that sauce. Yeah. And,
really?
Yeah. Oh. They're like, no, it's a limited time thing.
I know.
Sorry, but, and they can't just make it because they don't keep that in-house.
Yeah.
So I just drive away because when you're set for the McRib, you can't really get the quarter pounder with cheese, you know?
You got a whole thing going there, don't you? And you can't just get McRib meat any old time of the year.
No.
You know, there's a season for McRib.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, I know it's the McRib, but it looks
people went nuts over
they
that.
They still do. Now, Morty, do you like the McRib?
I love the McRib.
Do you?
Yeah.
And I know that it's like a big to-do when it comes back.
Some locations do a double McRib for a dollar more. Well, blow your mind.
It's a double rack of McRib.
Like when you go to the airport and you sit at a bar.
Yes.
You want a double shot for an extra buck or something like that?
Yeah, I do. Hello? Of course I do. Yes.
Courtney, what about you? What are you hoping somebody will bring back?
I wish they would bring back the Doritos on top of the taco pizza.
Whoa.
I need that.
What?
I said that's really dumb that you guys did that. I said a lot of people buy it for this specific reason. They're like, well, now because of, you know, the dyes and the food and the healthiness, everybody's going healthier. So I'm like, well, but if you're going to go out and eat pizza, obviously you're not making a healthy choice.
Yeah. Have you stepped outside lately to see how healthy everyone is? Yeah.
And can't you just do that by yourself?
Yeah, well, you could, but when somebody does all that for
somebody
you,
somebody else does it, it makes it taste
it's
better.
It's always better. It really is. Because they have all the good preservatives, Mike. They have all the good poison that goes into everything.
You know what? Again, I never thought about that. But
what is it for you? What is it for you, Morty? Is there something?
Mine was the Jack in the Box had the ham and turkey melt.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Probably four of them a week.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was younger.
I'm not a big fast food eater, but, you know, and we've mentioned it on the air before.
Yeah.
The onion petals.
And what happened? When
Arby's.
You did.
I know, and they brought in a bunch of food, which was really sweet. Nary an onion petal, because they're not going to ever bring them back.
Ever.
No, they're not. They made that very clear. They were very sweet. They were so nice. They brought us, like, pounds of food.
Yes.
But no onion petals.
A couple of people texting about this thing we were talking about. Those things you crave for a limited time only.
Yeah.
At your favorite place.
Couple of them. The caramel apple. What is it? The caramel apple empanada. Over at Taco Bell. Over at Outback, the grass-fed burger. Apparently, they got rid of that, and it was so good. Now, Linda, she tried to call earlier. She said, but I wasn't able to call back. Went to Taco Bell, ordered a beef burrito. I was told they no longer have those, but I could order a bean burrito with no beans, but add beef. What? What the heck?
Huh.
How do you... What? Okay, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get when they do these things.
Charlene, what about you?
Taco Bell, Bell Beefer.
What is it? The Bell Beefer?
Not just the Bell Beefer, but for 19 cents.
Oh, please. Ooh. Oh, snap. Now, I don't know, do they still have the Enchirito?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. That was so good, too. It was an enchilada and a burrito in one.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. Del Taco has burger taco. Or
oh,
a burger.
See, why? Okay, yeah. we're just mixing everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. We come to find out you could actually do these at home.
Yeah.
You just put, you know, I forget if it was Taco Bell or somebody else, they put Fritos in the taco.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You could just buy a bag of Fritos and do your own tacos at home and do it.
Yeah, it's a burrito pizza burger in soup.
Who's in charge of all this?
Huh.
Little kids.
Yes, that's exactly
little
it.
Little kids.
Because they like things just all thrown in there.
Right.
I want hot dogs in my macaroni and cheese and bacon.
Charlene, you have a great day, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Bye-bye.
Stuffing $100 in your pocket, qualifying you for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Details on that in just a couple of minutes. 7:09 from last hour for a limited time only.
Yeah.
A couple of more texts.
Yeah, Shamrock Shake is what started all this. Now, Emerald wrote in and said, hey, you know what? I like the Shamrock Shake, too. However, for John Schaefer, luckily, a Ninja Frost from Dutch Brothers Coffee is a very close year-round substitute.
Oh.
So we're good there.
So and if then, you're Jones in and...
Yes.
And
okay. Yes. And some people told me, now I didn't know you could special order at fast food. They told me if I order the Enchirito, they will do it for me?
Is that a part of their secret menu? You know, a lot of these places have those secret menus.
Yeah, they do have secret menus. Starbucks has it. In-N-Out has one. Yeah.
Man, we're all starving to death here.
I know. Everybody, I've gotten a lot of those, too. Great. Thanks, you guys. I'm hungry.
Yeah, now I got to go. Sunshine today and tomorrow. High today, mid to upper 60s, low 70s by tomorrow. Looking forward to a nice weekend. 45 now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming
on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You are indeed happier if you're over 55.
Thank you.
Yes.
Cha-ching.
Right?
Well, you're in that group,
Less stressed than millennials.
Ugh.
So maybe people over 55 are smoking more weed or something so hang tight. Well, you know, I used to say to my father as I was getting older, why didn't you tell me? Why? Why would I ruin it for you, Carla? Find out yourself. Life gets rough.
Thanks, Dad.
McDonald's, speaking of which, they are selling scented candles online just in time for that next holiday, maybe Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day. The scents include sesame seed bun, ketchup, pickles, cheese, onion, and quarter pounder beef. That smell of quarter pounder beef. That you light that wick and is that, does it smell like McDonald's? It does, honey.
Yeah, we just had some.
It does. It does. Now come to bed.
So
I can't. I can't now. I can't. And It's called TickPick. They're a ticketing company. They did a survey of over 1,000 people, found out the average age most people discover. We've all talked about this off the air.
Yeah.
They discover their favorite band, the age is around 13. And what influenced their music, their choices, number one was their friends, then radio, movies, their parents, TV, concerts, things like that. And about 35% said a sibling contributed. And in that last group, they also said that the older sibling exposed them to music that their parents wouldn't have normally approved of.
Right.
So that's, you know, kind of a big brother, big sister thing. But yeah, they say whatever you listened to right around 13, 14 years old sticks with you.
Yeah.
It sticks with you forever. So whatever that was.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. I mean, I know a lot of music that I was listening to then. And also like some of my parents' music. Like they were big in jazz and stuff like that. And so a lot of that stuck with me as well.
Beatles,
so.
Beach Boys for me.
Yeah. Yeah, there
stuff.
You go. Yeah, Morty, what about the old stuff for you? Britney Spears.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Maroon 5.
Is that what you're listening to through stuff. The headphones instead of us?
The old stuff, you know, Nickelback, that sort of thing. It's Thursday. We are next in line. Few things you should know.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting. Funny and entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3.
About 25 minutes away from your first Wham code word that can put $100 in your pocket, qualify you for that $5,000 grand prize. Dollar Loan Center, all local winners in this contest. So make sure you're listening for your chance to win. 736. Carla, read this email that we got. And everybody listening this morning, I'm sure there's some people that can very much relate to this. And this situation.
And I'm not going to say the name. I don't know who's listening.
No, don't
but,
say
that. She said, hey, guys, my father is apparently having a late life crisis. He and mom divorced about 3 years ago. Now at 64, he and his 30-year-old girlfriend are talking about having kids together because she wants kids. My sister and I think he's crazy to start having kids again. It's not fair to the child to have a parent that old. When he's 75, the kid will be 10. He'll be unable to do a lot of things or even be able to relate to the child.
Mm-hmm.
He says our thinking is outdated. Well, we think he's selfish for wanting to have a child this late in life. And he's going to miss out on his own retirement. And it's just not fair to a child. Is anyone right in this situation? Or are we just outdated?
Why don't you just let dad do what he wants to do?
He's going to no matter what.
Clearly, that makes him happy.
Oh, it doesn't make him happy. His girlfriend's 30-year-old butt makes him happy. Please.
He's not happy. I know he's not happy.
Oh, I'm sure he's happy.
Well, then let him do what he wants to do.
No.
The give and take between this girl and her sister has already been established. Now, the third child throws off balance, especially a step-sibling.
Exactly.
My grandpa remarried and had kids when he was almost 70.
Mm. Yeah.
Which was blew our minds.
Oh.
Now I have to call this 3-year-old aunt.
Oh,
Jeff. Like, it was so weird.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right, Morty. When you go out with, who is this? I'm 40. This is my sister. She's 2.
Don't mess with things. Just leave it.
No. And also, I'm sorry. Anybody can argue with me. A 64-year-old guy with a 30-year-old woman, he's afraid he's going to lose her. So, I want kids. No, you don't.
But again,
you her boobs. That's what you like. Sorry, Vegas.
But if this is what's going to make him happy, why should the kids?
I think it's going to make her happy.
Whatever.
That's what the kid, she said, she wants kids.
Well, and I get that. And I've been around situations that I've seen this. And, but if he's fine with it, then guess what?
I'm sure he is. And then when she leaves 2 years later for the 40-year-old that's working in the office down the hall from her.
Oh, I see.
And 66, 67-year-old dad gets to start paying child support.
Uh-huh.
Good luck with that.
I don't know.
It was my inheritance because dad had to marry the 30-year-old.
Maybe the daughters are being selfish.
Absolutely, and they should be.
Yeah, they should be. Wow. Absolutely right. They should be.
All right, 702-739-9636. Talk text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. who is right here? Which way should they go?
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. Call or text. All right? Either way, everybody in this room, I loved it. When you were reading that thing, even John shaking his head no.
I know.
Morty, no.
And the only one in this room who has stepkids is you.
Yes.
Was you. So, you know.
I'm not having more kids.
Yeah, no.
First of all, I thought we've talked about that.
I know. Not even if Selma Hayek comes along and says, but I want kids, Mike. I want kids.
Okay, you can have my kids.
But they want kids.
Yeah, you can have my kids.
My point exactly.
But that's me. Maybe this guy is different and he would enjoy a little baby around the house.
Sure he would.
All right, let's see if people call or text in. Getting a lot of reaction about this email that we read where the guy's a little bit older than his 30-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
They want to have kids of their own now, despite the fact that he already has older kids from a previous marriage. And those daughters are saying, Dad, don't do this.
Yeah.
It's wrong. You have kids.
Right.
Why do you need another kid with this woman?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what? Hold on. We're bouncing around here. Here we go. Lori says, this old man is stupid to have kids at that age. His gold digger girlfriend is looking to create an anchor child just to get his money. Oh, snap.
Well, maybe, you know what? Maybe not, though. Maybe they're truly in love.
Well, this is interesting because Shauna said, I agree with the kids. I think it's selfish for him to have kids this late in life. This has to be what she wants because no man in his right mind older than 50 wants kids. Now, John said, by any chance, does she have a 28-year-old sister with perky boobs?
Okay.
Asking for a 62-year-old friend.
There you go, of course. Kathy's on the phone. Kathy, do you agree?
No, he doesn't need to have kids because when she leaves him for somebody else or doesn't find somebody else, just leaves him because he's old and he just can't do anything, the kids don't have anybody. Mm-hmm. There's no male influence. I have a sister that's 14 years younger than me. No. Her and my mother, who is 96, argue all the time. They can't stand each other.
Okay, so she's 14 years younger than you. Your mom's 96. Wow, that's a huge...
My baby sister is 55 now.
Wow, that's two generations.
She missed out on everything because she never had a father. She doesn't... My other sisters don't even have any... They can't stand each other. They don't have anything to do with each other because they don't even know each other.
Chrissy, what about you? What do you say?
You know what? I totally agree with Carla.
Oh.
I really think that... Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi. Thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Anyway, I agree with Carla. I think that he's too old.
Okay. Yeah, he's just too old.
Yeah.
But what about what makes him happy, though?
Well, from what the girls said, she wants the kids.
Oh,
and he's
okay.
Like, yeah, why not?
Def Leppard, pour some sugar on me.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Here we go, your first shot at a little Wham. This hour's Wham code word, Horizon.
Horizon, Horizon, Horizon.
That's the word you need, Horizon, to text to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, the word Horizon. You have until 8:15 to get the word out there, win $100, and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Again, Horizon. Text it to 59457. You have 15 minutes to do it. Good luck.
Wham! Code word. Put some money in your pocket. Some walking around money. The word is Horizon. Text it to 59457 or enter it on the website, 96.3kklz.com. You still have a couple of minutes to do that. It's Michael Jackson. People still texting in about this guy.
64-year-old guy, 30-year-old girlfriend. She wants to have kids. He says, yeah, I want to have more kids, too. His daughters say, no.
Dad, don't do
crazy.
It. You're being selfish.
Yes, and Michael wrote in and said, Carla, If Mike believes that old guy is truly in love, then I have some swampland in Utah I'd like to sell him as well.
Well,
he said, I see these divorces all the time, and you always go, gee, I wonder why it didn't work out.
I'm just saying maybe he's different, though. Maybe this is a different situation.
And if it is, how about what Tina said? Well, then maybe they should try fostering for a while, see what kind of parents they would be.
Yeah.
So maybe do it that way.
Okay. All right.
How about that?
Roseanne, what's your thought?
Down the road, possibly, either one, the man or the woman, may need some kind of a transplant, kidney, part of a liver.
Did you ever think about that?
Yeah, I should have had kids now.
Okay.
I mean, I got brothers and
okay.
You know,
down the road, maybe not tomorrow, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Yeah, maybe that's what they're thinking.
Sure, maybe that's it. Maybe that's what they're thinking, right?
Maybe I should have a kid with this girl.
Yes, maybe I might need a kidney.
And
right?
Who am I going to go to?
I might need a
kid.
Corneal transplant, something like that. Okay. Maybe my child that I had for organ donation will cough it up. Okay.
See, Roseanne, the voice of reason here this morning.
I am an idiot. I should have thought further beyond just, is it love? Should you have another child and why?
Right. Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Arla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
What do you got?
Oh, Mike. Well, the group, you know of them. And I wish I could remember the name of their song. They sounded like Boyz II Men. Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're changing their name for the time being to Boneless Thugs and Harmony to promote Buffalo Wild Wings.
Stop it.
Yes, no, they are.
Seriously.
They are. Yes, Boneless Thugs and Harmony. The ad they did is pretty funny. They will have merchandise as well. There is an ad campaign going. It's unclear how long it'll last. But any of you Bone Thugs fans, they are now Boneless Thugs and Harmony for a short while. Hey,
great.
Football
I just
fans.
Bought the t-shirt.
I just bought the Bone Thugs t-shirt. Football fans, your season could be as long as hockey in the future. Apparently, the number of teams in the playoffs could increase dramatically under the NFL's new collective bargaining agreement.
Why not?
Everybody's messing with sports, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I hate it. Kylie Jenner shared photos of her 2-year-old daughter wearing some hoop earrings. Everybody loved them. They were a hit. They were a hit. She was a little upset that nobody noticed her lip injections. What about the collagen in her lips? Come on.
In the baby.
Oy vey. And Nicolas Cage is doing, I would love to get a hold of him and talk to him. I don't know if he still lives in town.
No, he does.
I think he does.
Mm-hmm.
This actually sounds cool to me. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And it sounds weird, but it includes present day Nicolas Cage meeting a younger version of himself, and he actually will be like reenacting scenes from some of his old movies. I like Nicolas Cage a lot, and I think this would be cool. I think this would be really cool. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. We got to try to get a hold of him.
I would love to meet a younger version of me. Now.
Oh, man, me too.
Because I would look at myself and go, don't be an idiot.
I know. I'd like to know
get
what I would
think of
myself. Get
your head out of your ass. Clean up your room.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
figure out what you want to do.
Right. I was never a douche. I was never douchey or anything, but I thought I knew a lot more like we all did. I knew everything, and it's amazing how little I know now. Oh, man, that is my take for now. Brought to you by the Clark County Credit Union, banking with a bonus.
Got those tickets for Berlin to give away. Tell you how to win here on a Thursday in about 6-7 minutes.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show,
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, every morning we've been giving away these tickets for Berlin. Terry Nunn, Berlin. Going to be at Sunset Station Saturday, June 27th. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. These tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And we're going back. We're going back to where it all started on Thursday with another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
You're talking, it all sounds fair.
You promise your love how much you care.
I'm still listening and still unsure.
Your actions are lacking. Nothing is clear.
All right. If you can identify that, those lyrics or the song those lyrics are from by title, you have a couple of tickets to go see Berlin. Now, the phone lines are on hold. We're going to get through news and weather. After that, we'll take them off hold. Start with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Here it is again.
You're talking, it all sounds fair.
You promise your love how much you care.
I'm still listening and still unsure.
Your actions are lacking, nothing is clear.
John, any idea?
No.
No, none.
Not a clue. I can't even tell you what group it is.
Okay, well, if you can do a little bit better and be the ninth caller with the correct answer, once we take the lines off hold, you have tickets to go see Berlin. Good luck. Got those tickets for Berlin to give away with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
You're talking, it all sounds fair.
You promise your love how
I'm still listening and still unsure.
Your actions are lacking. Nothing is clear.
All right, from those lyrics, all you have to do is tell us the title of that song. Carla, we have Rick on the phone. Rick, can you do it?
No More Words.
Right.
Good job.
It was a big hit for them in the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
A huge hit.
It was.
You got the tickets. You're going to see them June 27th. Terry Nunn, Berlin, Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. These tickets are from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. Rick, thanks for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And, oh, by the way, big night back on the ice.
Yeah.
VGK, let's hear it.
Go, Knights, go.
And any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. This hour's Wham! Code word, windmill.
Windmill, W-I-N-D-M-I-L, windmill.
Text windmill to 59457. That is 59457, or enter online at 96.3kklz.com. Again, windmill. Now you have 15 minutes to enter the word. 9:15. That's your deadline for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize. Again, the Wham! Code word, windmill. Text it 59457. You've got 15 minutes. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's other news.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, some guy in California, Carly, broke into a house, got naked, made himself some scrambled eggs, and ate some flan.
Okay.
And then I guess just left.
All right.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Got to be careful when you're making breakfast just naked.
Well, yeah, you do.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
No kidding.
I read this for you, Carla. I know you're a big fan of the lip balm.
Yeah, okay.
Hostess has made new lip balms that taste like Twinkies, powdered donuts, and some of the other cakes they like. So.
If there's like a Ding Dong flavor, I'll take that.
There is.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Remember Ding Dongs in the foil?
Yes, I do. Yes, those were the little kind of round one. And then the Ho-Hos.
Like the hockey puck.
Yeah. And then Ho-Hos you could unroll if you were really good. You could unroll them. You'd open them up and unroll. It was a big thing.
Can I tell you what Ho-Hos were actually good for?
Hmm?
When I was in high school, early 70s, if you were going to have a food fight.
Oh, yeah.
And ammo up.
Uh-huh.
You buy the Ho-Hos, open the carton of milk, and then stuff the Ho-Ho in there.
Wow, a lot of prep for your food friends.
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on there.
I'm trying to shove this thing in here, see? Just wait a minute.
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, you can't throw the mashed potatoes till I am done putting a Ho-Ho in a carton of milk. I'm assuming shaking it up.
If you saw a lot of the guys loading up on the Ho-Hos and milk.
Mike's still getting the food together for the fight. So hang on. Oh, got to go back to class.
they're getting more from the back.
Yes. In Australia, you know, the coronavirus, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Well, some people are wrapping themselves in plastic to protect themselves from the virus. A couple of passengers were photographed on a cross-country flight in Australia wearing masks, rubber gloves, and they were literally wrapped in plastic. their whole bodies. So
they just kind of scoot along, or?
Yeah, you can't walk real fast.
No.
Hopefully you got pre-boarding or you paid for early boarding. Jeez, dude, move it along. And
does Oklahoma, that stop the coronavirus?
I don't know that it does. I mean,
plastic?
It might. It's not going to get out of there, but, you know, God forbid you have it. It's not going to get out of there.
Okay.
So, and in Oklahoma, police looking for a man who has been impersonating police officers. Now, the suspect is driving a early 1990s Buick with flashing red and blue lights. His recent crime, he stopped an 18-year-old and stole his French fries and let him go.
You know what?
Ticket.
Give me the French fries. We'll call it even.
So
be careful.
You just take that thing through a drive-thru and tell them you're a cop, and maybe you'll get free fries. You big dope. It's Thursday. A few things you should know.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
As we do every show, we end it with a little bit of good news for you. A guy named Nick Harvey, he's a school resource officer in Arkansas, in Van Buren, Arkansas, to be exact, usually stationed at the elementary school. Well, an 8-year-old student, Avi Cox, she's in second grade, and her dad tragically passed away over the holidays, which is hard enough. And it got a little harder earlier in the month. The school had a father-daughter dance, years old. I know, that sucks. So Nick thought, well, you know what? I'd like to help out. So he took Avi to the dance. He reached out to her mom, said, listen, I feel bad. I want her to be able to go to this thing. So he formally asked her to be his date to the daddy-daughter dance.
Mm-hmm.
She went. They had a great time. She said it meant a lot because I actually got to go and see all my friends, and I had lots of fun. And he said if she needs it, I'll take her every year, if it comes up again. He has 3 daughters as well, but they're too old for the dances now.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, you don't want to take them at 30, Dad. Jeez. So, you know what? He put a smile on her face after, quite a tragedy.
That's all that matters.
Very sweet. Really sweet.
It's a great story.
We had that guy. We had, a really cool guy. He was actually, I think, our janitor. But he was the coolest guy. He was the nicest guy.
Really?
Just loved him. Yeah. Yeah. Really good guy.
I'm trying to think. I can't even think that far back.
No, can't go that far back.
I don't know. All I remember is keys. There were a lot of keys.
Oh, the janitor. Oh, well, yeah. Hello.
Oh, we didn't have cops at school.
Oh, we did. We had a
really?
we had a security guy. Yeah, and he was awesome too. Barney. I just remember his name.
Really?
Yeah, Barney. I swear to God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, swear to God. Anybody who went to Reno High, if you're listening to this, call us. Barney.
Okay.
Yep, he was great. Oh, he was the best.
See, we didn't have, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
No, we didn't have
anybody. He was there always, right as you walked in the front door, he kind of patrolled around. I don't know that he'd hurt anyone, but, he was really great guy.
Well, at least he was away.
Yeah,
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you have a feel-good story you want to pass it along, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, just call us with it. We'd love to hear your version. 702-739-9636. 9:37. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, life at shelterinsurance.com. Recap of the show. Well, in the 6 a.m. hour, for a limited time only.
Yes.
The things that we miss from those fast food places, the places that they tease us with.
Right, right. That Shamrock Shake, it's huge. It's out again. People lining up.
Morty's all excited about that.
It's John Schaefer.
7 o'clock hour, that old man. Do you have a kid with a 30-year-old wife? You want to be happy, but his older daughters are saying, Dad, you're selfish. No, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, not have kids with her, no.
Right,
no, so. But he might need a kidney. So.
Yes,
or somebody
never know.
Might need. Yes.
That's what the kid's good for. Give me your kidney. And lip balm. Carla's a big fan of lip balm, and Hostess coming out with Twinkie lip balm.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Ding dongs.
If they do it, ding dong and ho-hos, I bet I'd do.
Okay.
That I would do. Yeah.
By the way, Carl Zimmerman, our good friend, another Wham winner.
Yeah, nice.
100 bucks more in his pocket. Qualifies for the $5,000 grand prize. Courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Don't forget, about a little over 20 minutes from now, Wendy Rush will have another code word for you. Top of the hour. Make sure you're listening for that.
Can I just tell you, my brother texted me from D.C. who graduated several years before me. Barney was there when I was at Reno High School.
Really?
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right.
He was
well,
the best.
Below. Barney, we salute
Thank you, Matt.
For making Reno High so safe.
Yes.
You have a great day. Be careful and be Barney safe. And be kind to each other, okay?
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.